Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
Wanna hear this cool new beat I made? It's gonna cost ya!
Bro, I know you're not coming in here talking shit. Y'all drop in here talking shit.
Come y'all on, was man. Late. Y'all be on time, man. What's wrong with y'all?
Man, that's y'all, man. We ain't even got everybody on here yet.
We gotta be serious, man. Serious, I tell you.
Yo, yo, yo.
It was Smooth Daddy right
Gustavo.
There.
And yeah, you wow,
yo jumped on this joint like it was like it was the party line back in the day, yo,
like he on the chat line. I'm on the chat line.
Mm-hmm. Got in the house, got in the crib just in time.
Now we gotta wait for her. She fashionably late. What's going on with y'all?
Shit, back.
Oh, all right, we got all that here.
Okay.
Gang.
That crazy. Whole bunch of gang violence. Thank you.
Gang violence.
You know, DC Young Fly, Moneybag Mafia got me saying that now.
What's that?
Gang violence. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Do either one? None of y'all live in the village, right?
I'm close to the village. I'm closer to the village if anything.
I just saw this post on Twitter, and somebody said that the Popeyes in the village was giving them sides and like Rita's cup. And that shit really made me. Yes. It's hilarious. I'm about to put it in the chat if it's funny.
That's crazy.
We can't just pop on here. This is irresponsible behavior with your boy Ty Funny.
Your boy comedian John Doe.
AKA Gustavo.
It's your boy J.O., man. We in the building. And
your girl, Bree. Oh, sorry.
No, I was trying to introduce you, Bree.
Oh, go ahead. I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we was trying to get you.
I was trying to lead you in. Go ahead.
No, I'm here for it.
Yeah, we got a lovely new co-host, Miss Bree. You got to get your nickname.
Breezy ow. Easy.
Easy, yeah, you gotta get a noise or a clapping sound or something.
Yeah, yo, y'all was sure. Late. I had the sound effects ready 5 minutes ago. Y'all was late. We're gonna call her Easy Breezy Beautiful.
Cover Breezy.
Man.
I know somebody had did something irresponsible on a Monday.
Bro.
I was responsible today, yo. Like, I don't even got nothing.
I cut my bitches off on purpose by mistake.
So how did you do that? How did
sound like you was drunk?
Yep, you know it. You know it, man. But it's getting too close to Christmas. I don't need all these expectations over my life. That gotta be John in the car.
I'm actually responsible today. That's probably J.O. on the go. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
That's definitely J.O. That's definitely yeah. I don't ever ride with no seatbelt on.
That's irresponsible.
Yeah, there you go. That he just gave his irresponsible.
Right, riding around. Right, because you might got hop out. You be riding around East Atlanta. Might got hop out.
Hey, yo, do you see the water boys when you out there?
Water boys in Baltimore. I mean, Atlanta.
Yeah,
yeah. Water boys out here, boy. They got the candy boys out here. They got candy too.
Are they really like how they make them seem on the internet? Or they really just be honest? They just people just be trying to make them seem like too much for real.
I feel like honestly, the squeegee boys is worse.
Okay.
I feel like squeegee boys is definitely worse. Squeegee boys is down there trying to fight you if you don't put no money.
No, Squeegee Boys have fought people. It's video.
Yes, I've had somebody kick my car.
Damn.
Yeah. And he's like, bitch, boys. And then kick my shit.
I'm going to tell you though, Water Boys become semi a little bit lazy out here though, because I remember one party I did real good. Like, I made a lot of money. So what I did was I went to the market, and you know, I'd be good for the youth. So I went to the market and got like some chips for them. I was like, yo, every corner, every block, everybody got water. I said, y'all got chips and water. Y'all can sell $2 for $1. I'm giving y'all, some chips.
So yo, stay trying to give somebody some game, boy. They not trying to hear that shit.
They weren't looking at, bro. They was not feeling at all. When I gave the chip, they was like, bro, you could have just gave us the $15. Like,
yo, they said that?
I was like, don't worry about it.
See, yeah.
What I will tell you, though, Baltimore started Squeegee Boys. And now that shit then took over. Because it's Squeegee Boys in every state. It's Squeegee Boys in every state. I was down in Austin, Texas. I was like, y'all got Squeegee Boys down here too? They got white Squeegee Boys. I'm like, yo, fuck cut the bullshit.
Nah, the first white Squeegee Boys I saw was over there on, I think it was like Washington Boulevard near Caton Avenue somewhere over there.
Yeah. Oh, that's like near Pigtown.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not too far from Pigtown. Like right there in the middle before you keep straight and go to go up towards like you're going towards the flea market.
What, you was going to the flea market?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I did. Ain't no wrong going to the flea market, bro.
I did. But when I go there, I get simple stuff. I get simple stuff, the flea market stuff. I'm not getting no...
Like Gucci belts?
Nah.
You don't get the whole fit? You just get the belt.
But I ain't gonna lie, I went up there and they had the... remember the spray t-shirts on? We got characters and you could paint your face and all that with spray design. I ain't gonna lie, I almost grabbed one. Like, I just wasn't gonna wear it out, but...
You could bring them back. You
just for the nostalgic memories.
Yeah, but they was too big though. They was too big. You can't bring back the big size. They ain't really.
I ain't gonna lie. That's where I really learned how to negotiate my prices at, being down there, boy.
Down the flea market.
Down the flea market, you gotta go. Let me get 2 for 10, 2 for 12, 2 for 12. Come on, man. You know I just bought one from.
I ran into people I know. I'm like, yeah, this is crazy down here. Flea market, something else.
Yeah, flea market, something else,
boy. Hey, yo, don't none of y'all be... Do any of y'all be feeling sorry for Kanye?
No. I think his wife, though, she just passed the baby bar, so, like, when he finally killed Pete Davidson, she gonna be able to get him off.
Right.
She gonna be able to get him off. I feel bad for him.
My freedom is... And Kim Kardashian hands, though. I don't think.
Shit. What's better than that? What? Yo, if she walked into the courtroom, bro, like, the nigga not guilty, bro. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, when she walked in.
But you playing famous games. I ain't trying to make you famous. I'm trying to get off.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, because I like Kim Kardashian. At first, I didn't like her when she was with Kanye West, but now that she's single, I'm attracted to her for some reason. I don't know what it is. I'm for real, yo. Like, I never used to like her, but I'm for some reason I'm attracted to her. Like, I'm trying to be crazy. I don't... Y'all can say I switched up. I'm good.
You trying to get that Kardashian curse?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it with Kim.
Yeah, I'll get her straight pregnant. We in there.
I take my chance with
Oprah. Oh, hell.
You're right. You right.
Oh, you know what? You got a point.
You right. She don't got no kids.
Right. Oh, ain't got no kids, boy. Their first sex, I'm going to tell you like this. Your first sex tape with Oprah, boy, you a millie. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, you could definitely sell that, flip that.
Oprah probably got kids the whole time, though, and just ain't tell nobody. Well, she probably had. I know she had to have an abortion. She had to have at least an abortion.
They said
she did.
She used to get ran through when she was in Baltimore.
I can believe it.
They said she was a Baltimore anchor or something like that. And then they were like, she was just trying. Hey, you got to understand, she was ugly and she was just like on the heavy side. And she just like, she was a bad look. So they were just like, you know, they were running the trains on Oprah back in the day, I heard.
Y'all terrible. I'm not going to let y'all play with Oprah like that.
I know, right?
Back in the day, Oprah used to be a jump off of her.
O'Reilly's. No, she didn't. That wasn't no quick rise to fame, my guy.
Nah, she did blow up quick,
bro.
She did. She did.
Y'all always, everybody blow up quick because you don't see they struggle.
That's true.
That's true too. So I mean,
Oprah didn't get that way. She at reading them daggone Oprah magazines. I tell you that.
She ain't have the Oprah magazines back then.
Cause she was opening something else.
She had the whole club anchors at her house.
I don't know if I could take Oprah, man. I don't know. She looked too strong. And then after the color purple, I don't know. It just I can't take it.
But like how everybody else used to be talking about Kim Kardashian, I used to always be like Jill Scott. That's the one I wanted.
Scott. That is your type. That's your type.
Yeah, she looked like she wear waist beats.
Yeah,
he
definitely
wakes
up.
She woke.
She looked like she like incense.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. Definitely like incense.
Got them size 42 waist beats, boy.
Yeah. Anything she say, bro, just be fire.
Yo, what about
I ain't,
what,
She do got that voice though.
Yeah, she do. I used to really like her until like she. I think she glowed up like now. Like she looked a lot better. I don't know. She looked less stressed. I think it was after that Tyler Perry movie when she was getting beat up. Like she started looking better.
I thought you were gonna say after that clip of her sucking the mic. I was about to be like, well, she looked better after that.
Most definitely. Most definitely. That's what she was look. That's what she really looked good.
Wait, Tom. That's Jill Scott. That's in the Tyler Perry movie. The one that's big.
Yeah.
Damn, that's embarrassing.
But Jill, you gotta understand, bro.
I never knew that was Jill Scott. Yo, she bad. Yeah. Ever since she did the mic thing, she been Cause she's starting to embrace who she is.
Her skin started lighting up and all that shit. I was like, all right, but
she just embracing who she is. Like, I mean.
J.O., put your damn mic on voice isolation.
Oh, you can hear the streets?
Yeah.
You can hear the motor of the car?
Yeah. We hear you changing lanes.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm thinking I'm doing right for real. Like,
you're over there riding through East Atlanta and shit, boy. You better be careful.
I showed up, came over here and talked to Chris. Yeah, boy, y'all need to. Make sure y'all on time.
Right.
The whole time while you hear shh in the background.
All right, we going to address the elephant in the room?
I got you.
You want to address the elephant in the room? Anybody?
What's the elephant?
What's the elephant?
John Doe girlfriend.
Whoa. Ho.
The COVID?
I sent you out. Love the fact that I lost that fucking lit ass episode that we did Saturday.
Oh wow, so,
yo, that shit, man. Oh man, I'm glad we kind, you know, because I was saying some stuff on there.
Yeah, I think I me too. I think I was telling on myself a little too much.
I was going in too, yo. I was going in.
I was telling too much on myself on that motherfucker. So when we do get it back, I'm gonna chop that bitch down.
Yeah, chop a couple of my clips out of there too.
Nah, you stand straight. You got no motherfucker. You don't got no responsibilities.
My son. But as far as women, nah, I ain't got no. But I don't want the chicks I mess with. I don't be wanting them to hear some of that. I gotta start. Cause I think they be feeling some type of way.
They do, but it's okay.
Yeah, they don't be sweating it.
What they said something to y'all before?
My baby mama says shit to me all the time.
No, I think sometimes I just be having like a guilty feeling. So I'll just hit them up. And if they don't text me back right away, I think they feeling some type of way. The whole time they probably at work, not paying me no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just all in your head.
Yeah, I think it's just all in my head.
J.O. phone died.
For real?
Okay, so we don't hear the streets no more.
Yeah, we don't hear the streets no more.
Oh, that's why I got quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely heard them streets.
No riding around in that 2002 Honda Accord.
It was the one pipe.
Yeah, you got that one pipe. You got that one like pipe. A lawnmower. That bitch be like. So what you do irresponsible this week, Bree?
Let me see. I feel like I was all right today. Let me see. I definitely didn't spend nothing crazy. So that was good. Irresponsible.
That might be a problem because I ain't start spending for Christmas yet, and Christmas like next week. Goddamn,
I know. Man. I haven't been Christmas shopping either.
Man, I'm about to buy this. I end up getting a PlayStation 5, but that shit $600. You want $600 for it?
I ain't bad.
Nah,
that's
no.
That's not bad.
How much is it originally?
It's originally $5, but you know, they second time around, and especially because of the holidays, they jacked it up to like $1,100, $1,100. So I'm catching a good deal. It's just that I gotta make this shit back.
You gotta make it back, bro. What you gonna do to get it back? You gonna go out there and strip?
Nah, hell no. I'm gonna go down. I got that party. Friday with J.O. in Philly.
Oh, yeah, y'all in Philly.
He wanted me to do the one Saturday, but I'm going to be out of town Saturday, so I ain't going to be able to do that one.
Where you going Saturday?
I told little man I was going to take him to New York. He don't know yet. He don't know yet, but I'm just going to wake him up and take him.
Aw.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Nah, he don't deserve that shit. No, he don't, for real. He's suspended, man. He got suspended for 2 days. Now I'm over here looking for people to watch him and whatnot.
What are you suspended for?
Just regular misbehaving stuff, but because it was the third time, you know what I'm saying? They just said, all right, look, we're gonna have to suspend him. Because they gave him the in-school suspension. But it ain't only him, it's a group of kids, but still. Okay. Man, he in that group.
They trying to get that early break. That ain't slick. That ain't slick. They get a little week off. They suspend the whole class. Get a week off.
Right. I heard they was letting kids like out of school every Wednesday now or something.
Every Wednesday?
Yeah. They're like letting them leave early or something every Wednesday.
I mean, I don't know. The city and the county different. So I don't know if it's like in the city they might be doing that.
Yeah.
Nah, my kid be in that preschool. She too. She already in school. Her mother don't play no games.
Damn, straight to it.
Straight to it.
Can't play no games. Man, that's crazy. Oh, he over here trying to listen up.
Who, your son?
Yeah, because you ain't hearing nothing at first. Now it was something hearing noise in the background.
How old is he?
He 10. Oh. Yeah, so he ain't know. He know what's going on.
A little bit, yeah. He know he probably already watched porn and all that.
Yo, cause I know what I was doing at 10. Cause we was definitely HBO. That's when the DVDs was out. I remember the first one I saw. I was surprised. I was like, "Yo, people do this shit."
Yeah, DVDs were not when I started watching porn. It was all on the internet. I remember that site like it was yesterday. It was called The Hun. It wasn't any videos. It wasn't any a lot of videos. It was just pictures. My first time jerking off was to the movie Best Man, though.
Oh, what? The sex scene.
No, it wasn't a sex scene. It was a little stripper scene. It was like 1 minute. I kept on rewinding that motherfucker back. I almost broke my dick that night.
You did that to Regina Hall?
It wasn't Regina Hall. It was the little stripper scene. They was in that. They had it right before the.
With the little
it was
candy.
Yeah, it was candy. Yeah, yeah. That's what it was. Candy. She coming that bad boy. I will broke my.
That's think Regina I Hall. Oh, it's not.
No.
All right, my bad. Go ahead, finish telling. My bad.
That's it. I broke my dick that night trying to jerk off. Shit.
Hey. So whenever you watch that movie, like, so if you all like sitting in the living room, everybody around, friends and family, and that part come on, like, you ever think like
that was
that was my shit back in the day.
Every time I come on, I tell that story. I was like, yeah, I used to jerk off to this part right here.
Hey, so you probably when that scene come on, you probably be like, boy, and y'all don't even
the memories.
Boy, this scene right here.
Take me back. What you do tonight? You tonight, Gustavo?
I did go out. I was supposed to be did my couple running around. I was supposed to head down to the open mic. Then I was like, nah, you know what? I'm about to go in the crib. Then matter of fact, y'all hit me with the podcast, and that's when I started racing home. I said, nah, let me go do this podcast because I got the rest of the week to do open mics. Right.
Especially you don't got no toys in the crib, bro. Make sure you don't got no toys in your crib for real, because you don't like when you go to sleep and shit. You don't want nothing like to be. You don't want to choke on nothing.
Yeah. Right. So crazy. No, it's crazy.
You is like a grown ass child though. I ain't gonna.
Yo, say that. Stop playing with me.
Yes. I was watching Bree interview earlier and shit for real. I chimed in.
Did you like that?
I like it.
Oh.
She was interviewing this. You gotta tell her. I don't know.
It was a life coach. She was like an empowerment life coach, and she's also a counselor. Mm. And she was energy. Like she was your type. She was woke.
Jo
was type. Yeah,
she was definitely Jo type. But she had a fiance, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That's when I turned it off.
Oh, she got a fiance. But I mean, yeah. I mean, they ain't married yet though.
Look at you.
And it's a woman, so.
No, let me tell you something, though.
That don't mean nothing these days. I ain't gonna lie to you, Brisky. Yeah. I had a couple of gay ones in my day.
Nah, they definitely be with
what,
the
like
shits,
lesbians
though.
Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lesbians.
Mm-hmm. Lesbians be with. They definitely be with it.
I had a girlfriend that was lesbian for real. She was like all the way lesbian. Like,
oh,
was
so
like,
you took it as a challenge? Like, let me
shoot let my me. Shot.
I ain't gonna lie, I would definitely take it as a challenge. Like, let me make her ass turn back, come over this side.
I mean, we was together for like 3 years. We was together for like 3 years.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so then
ma'am.
What happened?
She was like bougie as hell. Like, we just didn't get along at the like that first year of bliss. Then the second year be like second year blues and shit. We just stopped getting along, but we cool now. Like we good friends now.
She backed the women.
Yeah, she backed the women.
Ooh, look, you ain't laid down right,
bro. 3 years, I think. 3 years, I think I laid it down good enough.
She
I ain't
want to
be with her forever. I mean, she liked women. Like, you, if somebody liked women, like, you can't like really knock that out of somebody.
Yeah, you can't. Shit. I knock it straight.
Do y'all believe in soulmates and stuff like that?
Yeah, I got like four of them.
What's considered a soulmate? What do you consider a soulmate? Like,
I guess the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. You feel connected to them from within. It's like, no connection higher than that connection you have with that person.
No, I'm gonna keep it real. And I didn't realize this till I got older. Because when I was younger, I thought it was soft. But as I got older, I was like, nah, I'm becoming a man. But yo, that's what I take a soulmate. Like, I'm not saying I'm out here looking for no soulmate, but I'll take a soul. Like, I be wanting to check, like, yo, we really on the same level. Cause, how, yo, for real. Cause
it's the claps for me.
Right. Why are you in the background clapping like that, sir? Yo, said, really? Like that?
because, you think about it. You mess with somebody that y'all on the same mental level. Like, think like, and y'all loyal to each other. Like for real loyal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I am when I'm in a relationship. I'm like, for real loyal. Like, my lawyer, you scare me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't like it.
That's
like,
I'm loyal.
Like, if somebody around and they talk about my girl, I'm
gonna
speak
fight.
Up. Yeah, I'm like, but I don't like that because it kind of messes me up with other people.
Okay.
But I mean, I guess that's just loyalty.
So it can ruin relationships that you've had with other people before.
Yeah. Okay. And then what if she, because that kind of happened to me before. Like, that kind of happened to me in my previous little relationship. Like, in the beginning, I was so loyal that I would cut off certain people. And then now that we ain't together, it's like, damn, I'm looking at them people like, shit, I mean, you know.
I miss you.
I can't even. But luckily, the people that I did cut off or something happened, we all cool. Like, it was like, you know, all right, yo, you did what you did. We cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just don't let this shit happen again. You know, it ain't go, like, too deep. But, yeah, I definitely was.
I don't really believe in that soulmate shit for real. And the reason being because it's too many people out here. Like,
yeah, to be a soulmate.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to like people. Like, you're going to like people, you're going to love people. So, like, I don't really think that you should limit yourself to just one person.
Okay, Nick Cannon.
I don't think you should limit yourself.
Okay, yeah, that's your new name, Nick Cannon.
I don't think you should limit yourself. Because, nah, I mean, other people do stuff like, nobody, like, going to do everything for you. Like,
yeah.
Nobody, like, yeah. Everybody not going like the things you like or do right. Want to do with the things that right. You want to do and all that type of stuff. So
and you're going like, yeah. You gonna have to deal with people bullshit. Not, y'all not going to stay in the... And what's that beginning stage when we first get with each other? What's that stage called?
Honeymoon stage.
Y'all
honeymoon
not gonna be. Phase, y'all not yep. the honeymoon ain't gonna last that long. Eventually, shit gonna get real. Y'all gonna have to realize, yo, I gotta deal with this person like for the rest of my life if I wanna. But see, I did that for like a long time, so I know how that is. That's why I think now I just be on some dating because my man was like, yo, we getting older, yo, like
you got a date to. I was like, bro, I did that. Like, I'm just trying to enjoy myself right now.
I feel you.
I did that. I already know how I feel. But I encourage all my homeboys. I'm like, yo, don't cheat, my nigga. Don't do that. I'm like, yeah, no,
I'm a bad influence. So.
Oh, shit.
Well, so they call you when they already fucked up. Or when they about to fuck up. That's when they call you?
Yeah, they need me to give them the advice so they can get shit right. They need good lies and shit.
Yo, I was with you last night.
I'd be like, where we was at? All right, we got to run down the story. How we going to do this? You got to start sharing your location with me right now. So I'd be like, no, I had a location the whole time.
I always wanted them guys did that. So y'all share locations.
Wait, talk about, look. Oh, let me ask you a question.
I do share location. Yeah, I got, my homeboys got my location.
Yeah. Nah, we do. Yeah, we do the sharing location. Especially you about to go out, meet somebody new. Be like, yo, this where I'm at.
Okay, I didn't know Ben did that. All right,
yeah,
you better in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. It's mostly in Baltimore, or like if I'm gonna mess with a chick and she kind of live either in the hood or near the hood, I'm straight texting my man, like, yo, listen, this is where I'm gonna be at. This is where me and Shorty going,
right?
Straight up, I'm for real, yo, because you better, you never know. She might be trying to, you just
set you
out, yeah, mm-hmm. You just or you meet up with her. And y'all don't hit it off, and you say, all right, I'm about to dip. And now she feels some weight because you about to dip, and you don't like her.
Y'all ever have a girl rob y'all? Or try to rob y'all?
No. I had a homeboy, though, that got set up by a girl. And she was in the car, and they were selling weed or whatever. And they went over to try to make the play. Come to find out, it was a setup. She was in the back seat, and they shot at the car for real. But like the bullet hit, don't you know, like in between the windows, like the driver's side window and the passenger or the rear window, it's that little piece.
Yeah,
yeah.
The bullet hit that, and like it was like an inch away from your head for real. And she in the back screaming, like she like, ah, let me out. They were like, nah, bitch, you going with us? Fuck you talking about,
dumbass. Yeah. They probably about to kill her because you a witness, stupid. Mm-hmm. You didn't put yourself in a crazy situation. Yeah, I'm hopefully she don't live on Emerson Village no more. But this one I was kind of hilarious because it's been a long time. So hopefully she, I don't think she live around it no more because she says she's not originally from there. She just moved around it. But I was messing with this one chick, and when I dropped her off. She was telling
she
me about
just
her.
Moved. Hold on. We got to break this down. Hold on. After you finish the story, but she just moved to Emerson Village?
No. That's why I said it was a long time ago. No. All right. So during the time when I was messing with her, she had just moved to Emerson Village.
But she sounded like, irresponsible.
She was cool. She was a little young. You know what I'm saying? We chilled. You know what I'm saying, Mac? You know what I'm saying? I already smashed it. Then I'm about to take her back home. She wanted to spend the night, but I'm like, yo, this is my mother crib. And you know what I'm saying? I'm in the basement at the time. So I'm like, nah, I'm going to just take you home. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to just take you home, period. And then plus, she right around the corner. Emerson right there. So I took her home, and she was like, I'm glad you made it safe. Ain't nothing happened. I was like, what you mean if something happened? No, because when you dropped me off, my boyfriend was right behind us. I was like, what?
Not behind us.
What?
In the car. Her boyfriend, you know, he be hustling. All right, let me stop right there. Let me just stop right there just in case the nigga hear this. I'm like, oh, that's yo. Let me stop, yo. She was hood, though, yo. She was hood. I met her down movies.
Mm-hmm. I can't do them hood chicks for real. They just scared me.
Welcome back, J.O. Hey, yo, J.O.
He's the main one talking about.
Through the door.
He's the main one talking about. We got to do this right.
Like, all of a sudden, we couldn't hit the road no more. We knew you got off.
What's your phone died?
Nah, my mother had called him. Like, Joe.
hey, yo, funny. Hey, J.O., Bree says she found a... Oh, never mind. I'm tripping. I forgot. Never mind.
Oh, because she never mind.
Go ahead, bro.
No, it was a woman that we were... that I interviewed today. And I said she was your type because she was woke.
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's
my but she got a fiance.
And she... she looked like she wear waist beads and shit.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell y'all. It's like... When you get one of them woke joints, this is the next level.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. Woke.
Hey, yo, what you mean woke? Like, how is she woke? Like, what's woke?
Like, the thing
incense
about it,
and shit.
The ones that's woke, you ain't gotta ask them if they woke. Everything about them with the shea butter, where they with the hair, the crystals, everything about them is like, oh, I'm
nah,
woke.
I know what he's saying. I know what
they
he's saying.
They all about energy and vibes.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I do like that. Yeah,
I dealt with one woke chick before shit, but I stole $10 from her for real, and she
cut me off. Damn, you fucking with
energy.
I fucked that energy right on up.
Yo, what's
my
up?
Ass straight off. I would try to get some weed.
Yo, why? You notice a pattern I notice when I mess with different females. Why every female I talk to is dealing with, like, they teachers, are they dealing with kids? Yo, every girl that I've been talking to lately, or I took out, tell me that they a teacher and they dealing with kids. Like, I'm dealing with kids with mental health. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dang, is that what everybody doing nowadays? Like, they
okay.
Mental health is a big thing right now, bro.
Yeah, no, it is, and that's very important too. That's very important.
But right now, it's like, was weird because I know a lot of people that's in that space It's crazy because they're not getting that much work. A lot of people saying like because they getting going home with their families, you know, people focus on exams, it's different. But I know like around this time I did my research, it's like a lot of people go through depression. Go through depression because of Christmas. So
not me, I just won't get your shit.
Not me, I just show up. I would show up. That's who I pop up. You got anything?
I'm a more after Christmas shopper anyway. Like, all the deal, everything go on sale the day after Christmas. So I'd be cool.
That is a fact. Everything definitely goes on sale after Christmas.
And now the fact that I'm trucking, what? I don't even gotta come home on Christmas for real. Yeah, I'll holler at you when I get there.
Bro, I remember one Christmas. I ain't gonna never forget this Christmas, bro, because I had this as a joke. I used to talk about this on stage. Like, I got fired from a job and forgot I was fired. Like, true story. It's a true story, bro. I used to work at the Shoe City Warehouse. And my sister used to always use my discount. One day, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, we were going to get something for my fall for Christmas at Shoe City. And we got to the front register, and she was, like, trying to use the discount. She was like, the lady was like, it's not working. I'm looking at her, strange running back. Knowing I was fired. Running back.
Try it again. I did some, like, shit like that.
We was like, I forgot. Like, I told my sister, like, what days I was off work. So she, like, some days she'd ride past the house and see me, like, at the crib. She's like, I thought you had to work today. I'm like, this is a George holiday.
I did that. I was a manager one time. I ain't gonna say where, but they fired my ass, right? But man, I still had access to
with the swimming pool.
Yeah, one of them. one of them.
Hey, y'all remember when Ty was a lifeguard? Yo, you used to throw that on the gram.
I actually was a aquatic coordinator, my nigga. I was the nigga hiring the lifeguards.
My bad. Yeah.
But they fired my ass and shit. But I had I had access to all the payrolls and shit. So, like, I used to give niggas extra money on their check. I was like, y'all gonna fire me? I jacked everybody. I was up. Everybody was getting Christmas bonuses fucking with me.
Damn, I wish I was there, though.
I did that shit for like a month straight. They got peeped to it eventually, though. They cut me out, but fuck it.
How they fired you because somebody snitched or they caught you?
No, at the end of the month, they was looking at the budget like, damn, we motherfucking blew this shit out in the water. Like, why are we spending this much on lifeguard?
It's crazy.
My dumb ass. I think we passed. I can't get in trouble for it now, I think. What's the statute of limitations is over.
Nah, yeah, you good now.
Yeah, I'm good now. Good now. Now, I used to love that shit, though, like, I used to love being at the pool for real, man. I used to get so many mothers. All the mommies.
Like, can you teach my son how to swim?
I already know you was going crazy for you, bro.
I already know. That's where I caught my first STD up at Lake Clifton. Up at Lake Clifton.
Boy, I'm not even gonna lie. My next question was, "What up? What XT you had?" But I
had
that clap. Had that clap.
Had that clap. That? Chlamydia.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That clap, boy. That's the next level. When you get that clap. Uh-huh.
Yo, the crazy thing was I gave it to my I gave it to my girlfriend at the time and shit for real, and she was like, yeah, she went to the doctor. So she was like, yeah, I got chlamydia or something. She was like, what you been doing? I was like, no, what you been doing?
I tried to play bro. That motherfucker. Oh, she looked at me like, Todd, come on now, like we know what's up right here.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That was irresponsible. Yeah. The crazy thing about it, we didn't even know each other. My situation was the same situation.
Well, Shorty took me back and everything. Like, that shit was crazy. I don't know. That's how you know I got some good shit. Fuck you talking about? She took me back. I got that good sex. I fucked that relationship up. She had a leg check. Yeah, she had a leg. She had a leg check and everything. I fucked that money up. She had like she had like $750,000 in the bank. I'm still out there, bitch, wilding.
You was a hood rat.
Yeah. All the way hood rat.
Hood rat.
I saw that shit in her bank account too. She tried to play it off like she ain't had no money or whatever. But she had a laptop open one day, like left on her bank shit. So I peeped that shit. I was like, oh shit. I'm up that bitch like, yo, that's crazy. I ain't never seen that many zeros in my life. And then when we broke up and shit, she was like, Ty, you know I was rich, right? You're like, I could have bought you your car. She was ready to buy me a car and all that shit. She like, I could have did all that shit for you. You fucked up.
She's still rich?
Huh?
She's still rich?
Yeah, she working in real estate now. She's still rich.
John.
I mean, she cool, y'all. Just wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be.
Run down on the John. Run down on her.
Run down on her.
Matter of fact, buy a house from her.
I'm about to go on her page right now. Let me see what the fuck she put out there. I'm mad they took pokes off of Facebook and said I straight poked her.
I ain't gonna lie though, like, I don't know. This is a question for y'all. So, like, when you see your exes doing like bad in life, you be thinking something like, yeah, because I know sometimes I'd be like, yeah.
You'd be like, yes.
Yes. I'm glad I missed that. So, how y'all be feeling about it?
Damn, I mean, if it still look good too, god damn, boy.
If it's an ex that I ain't got no, like, I ain't got no kids with, then I'll be like, oh man, she ain't doing good, cool. But like my son's mother, like I don't care what she doing, but I don't want her to look like a bum, because that's my son's mom. I don't want to be like, yo, dang, your mom out here looking like a bum.
It's like, that's a reflection of me.
You know, of my son, though. Like, not me. Like, I had no attachment to her at all. But, like, just like, dang, we got a son together. Like, don't look like a bum out here. Please don't look like a bum.
If you start looking like a bum, would you take her back?
I mean, I wouldn't take her back now. But I'm just saying, like, I just don't want her to look like a bum. Because I'm like, dang, like, what if I go, like, I'm with a chick. Like, if I'm with a chick and I'm about to go drop him off. You know, people judge. People not gonna say it, but they judge. If I bring a chick, she's like, ew, that shit.
Oh my God. Yo, let me get out this lady DM, because I definitely just sent that DM.
Yo,
like,
yo, you that's why you was quiet. Yo, you was over here really.
I'm in this bitch tight, man.
who DM is that?
That's the real estate.
Real estate. Lead check.
Rich shit.
I just wanna see it. No, I'm not fucking telling you.
I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna say no name, bro. What are you talking about? No face, no case, no trace.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I know how that go, bro. I'm the king of that. Come back in your life.
How you been? How the family doing?
Y'all stupid.
I got a girl I used to deal with back in the day, boy. She got a little brother named Jordan. So it's like, every time she thinks, I be thinking about my little brother, and I be thinking about you. I be like, yeah, I ain't gonna never leave your life.
me and all her family, like, still friends. We still friends on Facebook and Instagram and shit. Like, all her her sister fucking got a little white husband and shit. For real, they got two little
mixed kids and shit. I'll be commenting on her shit, but sure that I used to talk to, she don't do Instagram or Facebook like at all.
I be love saying when, like, when I see people that fuck up, like, I mean, like that be doing good once they get that lead check. I love saying that. Everybody know they got a lead check. Fuck that lead check up.
She did.
They don't never invest like ever.
No, she did. She had a house like paid for. You feel me? Like she was one. She went to school, got a master's and all that shit. She did it good for real.
That's good.
Yeah, she definitely was the shit. Fuck that money up. Another one.
Definitely, people need to learn how to invest their money, assets, not liabilities.
Boy, you don't hang with J.O. like 1 month. Get to talking.
J.O.
Coming to you live.
J.O., he do be schooling me about that, but I learned that through reading that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Yo, you read that book? And you, man,
I know you read Gustavo.
Come on, man. Yeah, I read, man. I told you, man.
And I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's that book, Game Changer. First book I ever read, and I thought I knew something, was Think Rich, Grow Rich. That was the first.
Oh, yeah, definitely was.
Let me find out y'all some intellectual niggas.
Yeah, come on, man. So, Think and Grow Rich, that is the book. You just gotta stay, you gotta. Like, I done wrote my plan, like, over 100 times. Like, it should stay changing.
Bro, Gustavo, I don't believe shit you say. He trying to be fresh for Bree, bro. Don't act brand new. Because we got a co-host.
Nah, I wouldn't even do that.
When we got out the shit the other day, I went on your page, bro. I already seen this nigga like three pictures. I was like, yo, what are you doing?
That was me showing love to a co-host.
I'm like, yeah, you gotta relax. Yeah, you gotta relax.
No, he gonna call me. No, this is what Ty gonna do. He gonna call me like, yo, for real, with a serious voice, and then start laughing at that. He gonna be like, yo, that's what it takes. That's what it took for me to bring a female on. You should have told me. I had a big boy somebody. Look, this is what he gonna say. I got a couple of them. I'll bring one of mine.
Like, no, because he acting brand new. I ain't never seen you act like that, boy. You took over that whole episode from me.
Nah, yo, you know what? Like how J.O. told it, it just took my time to get into the podcast. I wasn't used to podcasts.
Man, fuck that. The lies you tell. Too much, you do.
Nah, it ain't even.
That's my new phrase and shit. I be telling that shit to bitches all the time now. I be like, too much, you do.
Too much that you do.
Nah, just too much, you do.
Hey, yo, did you end up selling the rest of those tickets, them 10?
I got fucking 7 left. I got 7 left. If I knew y'all was gonna take their all time with these fucking last 10, I wouldn't have put the fucking 20 up there. So y'all better get these bitches before I take them away, because I can use the $30 tickets for real.
Yeah, it's only 7 left. Y'all might as well go ahead and grab those.
I got some hitters on this show though, bro. I got some hitters on this show. This shit gonna be crazy. And I can name drop. I got Biddy. TV Biddy's gonna be the DJ, so you already know it's about to be a little cranking in that bad boy.
Definitely is. Okay. They mess around, don't even do the show. They probably just gonna end up partying.
That's cool with me too.
So like, I keep hearing about him DJing. I'm like, he not the one that's what he's fronting him though, is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't shut him out. Okay.
All right. Pulling the hitters out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pulling out my big guns. Big guns. That's how I had to get it, bro. I told people I'm like, yo, I'm gonna incorporate these guys into my comedy shows one way or the other.
And that's a fact, yo. That's how you do it, cause that's how I'm doing right now. It's a couple of promoters in Baltimore that I'm working with. Like I said, I ain't gonna throw their names out there yet, but you know what I'm saying? I'm working with a couple, so that's definitely.
You ain't got no promotion.
Nah, you crazy. I'm slowly but surely. I just like that surprise in people's face when you just pop up and do something. They're like, what the fuck?
I ain't gonna lie though, John. If we was on Survivor, I think you'd be the one that win, bro. Cause you the one
on Survivor.
They can now like do weird shit that nobody ever thought about. Like, how the hell you learn how to fix the coconuts?
Hey, Yeah, my motherfucking scary ass be the first one off and shit.
You be the one that's out there smoking on the
side. No, Ty gonna be like, y'all can't take this shit. No, I can't take this shit. Man, I'm out.
They gonna vote me out. They be like, yo, he talk too much shit. Like, we gotta get him out of here.
Hey, yo, J.O. gonna be trying to take over the show. Like, listen, first off, y'all niggas is filming wrong. Right? I don't know who put the camera over there. If y'all trying to sell, y'all gotta go over there to the left side.
Now, I'm gonna get with Bree, because I know Bree going, she gonna have everybody looking at her. So I'm like, all
right,
well,
right, you might. Like, yeah, he going.
Look, I'm gonna have a meditating.
Yeah. Yeah, I already know. I was about to say, so what you want? Because you know, it's you got to make teams.
That what is you JL. You're going to ride the cool wave out. They gonna be like, I didn't know he was on the show until like the last five people.
They going to interview him individually. He going to be on there and tell me, I'm just trying to get my followers up. Uh-huh.
I came. I did what I needed to do.
That's crazy.
I just came on here to get a blue check, for real.
That's it. That's it. I know somebody that was in the midst of getting a blue check, but he was talking about paying for it. So I'm like, how you get that blue check? How you get it?
I don't know. You got to know somebody.
How many followers do you have to get it?
It's not a lot. Yeah, no, it's not a specific amount, because the singer that we just did, I didn't even ask her, but I will. But the singer that we had at the North Carolina show, I think she only got like, she might have, it's either 12 or 20,000 followers, and she got blue check. But she do music. Like, a lot, if you notice, like, a lot of musicians get the blue check for real. It take a little while for comedians to get the blue check.
Let me start singing.
I told her I'm dropping it. I'm about to do the tank challenge again tomorrow. Watch. I'm about to get up here. About to get out here.
What's the tank challenge?
Can we talk?
Okay,
yo is practicing. Yo can sing.
Yo in the mirror.
Yo, I'm Soulja Boy. I'm the first comedian that can sing. No, the second, because Jamie Foxx. But I'm the second comedian. Fox.
Oh, DC Young Fly can sing a little bit, though.
Oh, yeah, he can.
Hey, yo got it, man. But I mean, let's talk about you, though. Shit, you about to fuck it up.
Nah, I'll be chilling, bro. I don't really enjoy
singing. How you gonna drop the vocals? Then be like, nah, I'm just
I'm
just bullshitting for real.
Yo, just hit it one. Just hit it one time.
Hey, give us one more.
Nah, I'm gonna drop it tomorrow.
Man, I'm. Can we talk?
Yeah, stop playing.
Okay.
All right, y'all. No, you look like that. You look like your little ass in Kanye.
Y'all like saying, right?
Hey, people who send me reels and shit and fucking like funny memes in my DM, stop that shit.
Hey, yo, what's up with that? Yo, what's up with yo? You know how many people I know do that?
I hate that shit, bro.
No, but this is my thing, though. Like,
it's
really
y'all comedians, so they probably trying to
and I'm not even gonna disrespect them, because, yo, I got a guarantee, and two of them are family. It's people that I know. But yo, they send me reels all the time. Like, all the time. Like,
and I be thinking, like, I save my DMs for like booty calls and shooting your shot. Like, if you're not shooting your shot, don't be in my DM.
No, I'm not a social media relationship.
So all my every time it pop up, be like 1, 2. Then I go in there, I'd be fucking disappointed. Be like, oh shit, my fucking another reel.
They want y'all comedy approval.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. So if they send y'all something funny and y'all be like, LOL, well, y'all send laughing emojis. It's like, oh, right, I'm funny.
Maybe that's why I should stop doing it. Because if I don't watch it, like, I still put the laughing emoji.
Yeah. So
I got caught up one time like that, though, because it was like something real sad and I put the laughing emoji. She's like, what you laughing at? I was like, oh, my bad. I ain't even watch it for real.
Yeah.
My B.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm not. Where'd J.O. go at?
I don't know. I started to say the same thing.
He's still over here. He got corona again.
We got to ask how his girlfriend doing.
Yeah, you got to ask how his girl doing and shit. Little baby Jill. Little baby Jelly. So what y'all got planned for this weekend?
Me, man, I got the show Friday. I'm gonna go out of town just to come back in town to go back out of town.
You might as well take him with you.
But to the Philly one?
Yeah. And just keep his earphone, keep his headphones on R&B. That way you right there, you right in the middle. You can grab a hotel right there and then roll out in the morning in New York.
I would wait. Oh, that's cool.
That would be smart. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Does he like doing the salad parties with you?
Nah, but I told him I was gonna bring him one.
Oh, that's cute.
He old enough, I'll put his little ass right at the door.
Make him collect. I'm gonna get him doing that soon. I really want him to collect the money. I want him to get nice with money, learn it.
Yeah, she only got 22,000 followers and she got blue check for real. So I'm figuring that, yeah. Somebody gotta you gotta know somebody. This the music industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Did you save that live, Bri?
No. And it doesn't even ask me for an option. Like, so today I looked for it.
It does. Like, it say right after you do it, it's like it's at the top. It should be like download the phone.
It's not. It says like it'll say save or whatever, like, but it takes you directly to post it. Like it's like a post, or it'll ask you like to archive it or just to like exit off of your phone. So of course I push post, but that's it. It doesn't allow me to save it. It used to, but it doesn't now.
I'm gonna try one day. We was live on Dave Butler the other day, boy. We was talking big shit. That shit was funny. You missed that one. You missed that one, Gustavo. This nigga J.O. pooping. He gotta be. Gotta be pooping.
Damn, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Per Sashay, she got a blue check. She only got 28,000 followers, but she was right. She was with Wanda Sykes for that year, so that's what it was. And she did a lot, for real. She did do Montreal Just for Laughs and all that good stuff. She did do that. I ain't got nothing planned for me this weekend. I was in Detroit last night, though. Had fun at the open mic.
How you do?
Oh, now you want to pop back on and shit.
Very smooth. How you
do? Hey, how you do? What's going on?
I think I bombed. My bomb is not like a regular bomb. Like, I definitely got laughs, but I was trying all new material, so I was just, you know what I mean? So it's just not coming together like how I want it.
This how you know if you bombed or not. So, like, when you got on, like before you got on stage, you know everybody dapped you down. When you got off stage, did anybody dap you down when you got off?
Yeah, I got dapped up.
That's right, yeah.
I still consider it a bomb because it was all, like, new material. So, like, I don't got that material ready yet. But then I seen people in there doing like polished sets. I was like, bro, this is an open mic. Like, you defeat the purpose of fucking going to an open mic if you're going to do a set that you already did before for 10,000 times. I don't appreciate that. But some comedians do it, just not me. If I'm getting paid to like feature or something, then I can see it.
So y'all kind of go to open mics, like even though y'all are seasoned comics, y'all go to open mics just to kind of like test the water to see if your joke's laying and everything like that.
Yeah.
Open mic four. Okay. Gym.
It's practice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's practice.
That's what's up. I thought it was just for like people who just starting, but that's cool.
Because like when you got people like Dave Chappelle, they'll pop up more like my main
room,
and just go up.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Learning experience. Yeah. I be having fun though. I just be having fun. I be kicking my new shit for real. Most of the shit I do, unless it's like a lit ass open mic where it's like, and you in like a new city or something like,
yeah,
a lot of people ain't seen you before. Then I go up there and I open with my material. I open with some material, like some of my material that I know is going to hit, and then I just squeeze some of my new jokes in the middle.
Did you always go by Ty Funny?
Yep. I sure did. Sure did.
Y'all two, y'all always had the same names?
No, I mean, like, When I first started.
Your name still is your name in my fucking phone. Like that shit, your shit is J-O the Jinx.
Yeah, that's what I said. When I first started, I was J-O the Jinx. Then I went, I was getting too old for this. I feel like Lil Bow Wow.
I told his ass, we did radio before and shit. I told his ass, I'm like, yo, just drop it to J-O, yo, it sound cooler.
Yeah, and it was just like, then I went to jail. Then I was like, all right, I had one of the comedians that was like one of my comedy mentors. He had told me, like, bro, you don't want to just keep going by J-O. Like, he said, you go on, just put yourself in a category of like all the black comics, Orange Juice, J-O, Dirty Dirt. Like, don't, he like, just use your name, bro. Like, your name is a good name, bro. Use your name.
Yeah, now he Jordan Carter.
Yeah, now people bring me up Jordan Carter. They be like, "Who the hell is that?" And then when I go up and kill, they be like, "Oh, wow, y'all straight."
I mean, I'm gonna eventually get to that. I think when I do my special, it's gonna be Taji, but I ain't there yet because people be fucking that shit up.
When you get famous enough, niggas gonna get it right.
Yeah. I'm gonna just go by Taji. Or Ty. I actually was thinking about changing my name to just Ty. I like Ty.
Why don't you go back to Ty Reynolds? That's what I say.
I did. I mean, when people call me, that's what I say. I'm Ty. Ty Reynolds.
That's your last name?
Mm-hmm.
You told her Ty Funny Ty. You missed
it. I know. That's what I go by. But yeah, that's my motherfucker. I do. I go by Ty Funny. But when I come on stage and shit like that, people just call me Ty or Ty Reynolds.
So when they introduce you, they say Ty Reynolds.
Yep. Okay. Yes, ma'am. What you go by, Bree? Easy breezy, beautiful.
Cup of Bree. I just go by Bree or Bria. Either one.
What's your real name, Beyonce?
Yeah. Sure is. Like no, it's Bria.
Okay. All right. Dabo who clocked out. Yo got washed dishes real quick for his mother coming downstairs.
Bro, he the funniest person I know, bro. I get it, bro. You be like, yo, you funny off stage. I be just tripping out, bro. Like his whole movement be funny, bro. Like
I be like, yo, what are you doing, bro? Like, yo, I swear, yo. He irky as shit, bro. He just be funny. He'll be like, bro, what are you doing? Yo, you gotta focus. This nigga be like, no, I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I gotta do that. I'll be like, bro, if you just slow down and do like one thing, like all the rest of that shit going fall right in place.
See, that's the thing about it. So how you run it be wild, because it'd be like, yeah, you know, boom, boom, boom. How I be coming in, I'm like the union. I'm more like, you come to me, it's like, all right, what you do? I'm about to let you know you're about to get fired. But let's get your paperwork lined up. Let's see how we get. I give that like good talk, like yo, bro, just keep it up. So that's why I say that's how people treat me. Like it was like the union rep.
Yeah, you are like the union rep. I'll be like, man, I do. I be calling you. Be like, yo, you gotta call your boy. Yo, you better talk to him. Yo, he ready to get fired again. He on his third write-up.
And when I call him, that's why he said, Jay, when I give me a little talk, I'll be like, bro, you can really do this. You know what I'm on, basically? You can really do this, bro. Like, think about it, bro. Like, you can really do this, bro. Like, look, dead serious, bro. Like, you can do this, bro. He's like, I can really do it. I'm like, yeah, you can really do it, bro.
I'll be like, boy, if you don't fucking focus and do that shit, out here bullshitting, want to be running around chasing these big girls and shit. They not that fast. I don't know why you running so hard.
That's why I talk. But that's why I be working out for all the time, working out for them big girls.
Gotta pick them up. Nah, so what's your type, Bree? Like, do you have a type?
My boyfriend, my type, I guess.
Like, oh, we got that part.
I mean, but you know, just like, I guess dark skin, taller than me, like at least, you know, 6 foot, something damn, like that.
Damn, Gustavo, niggas is out. Everybody out on this motherfucking group chat is out that. Jay only fit the category. He the only one that dark skin.
I know.
What's yours?
I like them all. I don't have no type. But I prefer smart. Smart, good personality, and pretty. I like smart. Like, I'm an intellectual, so I like having nice conversations. I like people with some intelligence. I should say that. My baby mother, virologist, and she's dope.
Neurologist.
virologist. She studies the study of viruses.
Ooh, okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it is.
And she's a professor. She's super dope.
Okay, sound like a date.
Okay.
You finished them dishes?
New funny.
Dishes. You ain't about to be sliding in and out of here like y'all motherfucking slick and shit. Like y'all is...
J.O. started it. He was gone for a minute.
Y'all motherfuckers keyboard taking unannounced breaks.
My phone, like it was set up like that because I was like, oh, then when I got back, I was like, oh, okay, they still on. My people's there.
Yeah, that's why I throw mine on Do Not Disturb. Cause yeah, if you get a phone call, that should have fucked the whole shit up.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, so we'll go back to Bree. Let me ask you this question, bro.
For the okay.
Female, you're listening to this out here.
Gotcha.
I seen this one post, and they said for every man that they go with, like that boyfriend, they got 5 backup men in that DM. How do you feel? Do you feel like that's true?
I think it is true for some. I do. I think some people do be kind of like, oh, you know, if anything ever happened, I would talk to this person. Like, there are women out here who be saying that.
I hope I'm somebody's backup plan then. Because I just told that to a girl today. I was like, if you ever single, just let me know. Just let me know.
And what she said, like, all right, okay.
She just laughed.
Yeah.
So that mean, yeah, for real. Oh, yeah, Gustavo, you missed it. She said we not her type, yo. We gotta be like 6 feet taller to ride the ride.
Who ride?
The ride to Bree ride. You over there liking all our pictures?
No. Bree, good people. I don't mess with people that's in relationships.
That's good.
Oh, that's good. That was
that's
good.
Good stuff.
Unless.
I had to stop that shit because I think it's karma attributed with
that. No, Bree,
it is.
Bree, you can answer this, right? It is a karma. Bree, tell me this. I kind of know the answer, but I still want to hear what you got to say about it. Why, when you tell a girl you got a girlfriend, they like you even more or they want to pursue you even more?
I do not know. I don't know. I think that is such a. It's.
But so I'm not tripping, right?
No, you're not tripping. It's women who say that, like, oh, women, when they see men with like rings on their finger. Or they find out they're in relationships, it makes them more attractive. And I just be like, why? Like, why do you want somebody else's man?
But Jay, you gotta stop like lumping everybody into one category because all women are not like that.
No, I'm not.
No, not all women.
And I'm of course not. And that's why I'm not going, I should have said that, but not all women. No, I got some that's respectable. You be like, yo, you got a girl. They be like, all right, only on Tuesdays. Like that. I got some people that's respectful. They like if I tell them, yo, I got a girl, I'm dealing with somebody. Like, all right, well, I can't do it.
Yeah.
People be telling me, no, you got a girl, boy. Why is you even liking my picture? I'm like, bitch, I just liked the motherfucker. It was cool. Right. It wasn't like no booty picture. The plate looked good.
No, I feel you. Sometimes people
my girl
think
can't
people...
cook. God damn. I was hungry that night. No, I had to stop talking to other people's girlfriends and stuff like that. I think it's a lot of karma attributed with that shit. Yeah. And plus, we in Baltimore and shit, so niggas be getting mad. You gonna be dying. I ain't even get none yet. I'm dead and heaven and shit. Like, damn, I ain't even get the hit.
J.O., how's your girlfriend?
I was thinking about that. Boy, I ain't gonna lie. That's what took me so long to get on in the mix because I was on and off because... Well, she took two tests a day. She took came up negative, so we like, well, happy days, right? I ain't gonna lie, boy. She came up the light sauce, sprayed the house down.
Oh shit!
What you doing right now? She's like, oh no, I'm negative. I called up the Lord Center when she first realized that she was positive. They said, if you took two tests, then she took another one in front of me. I was like, boom. She negative all three. I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh, lady,
oh yeah, you tried. You tried to get popping.
No, it was. It was
all right. Yeah. He was going to get some regardless. He didn't give a fuck.
That's what I was like when y'all was in a group yesterday. Y'all was saying what y'all was saying. I was laughing like,
I gotta go get something.
Yeah, I gotta go. 9:30? Damn. Yeah. Bro, relationship sex be boring as fuck to me. After I've been with somebody for a long ass time and that shit gets fucking boring. Like,
I know, bro.
That's why I'm about to get the rose and shit for real. I'm about to get the rose for her. And that way, like, when I don't feel like doing it, I just motherfucking put that rose right there. Like, wah. That's like a cheat code now and shit. I'm about to, I believe in that shit. Fuck the bullshit. Get that rose for your relationship. You ain't gotta do nothing, my guy. You ain't gotta do shit.
When you do something. I ain't gonna lie, like, you can tell what you do by what she fixed after you hit. Like, I remember, I did this one chick. I used to get mad, like, going to work the next day. Like, I'm mad as fuck. Like, how the fuck I'm keep going to work with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Everybody work with corn.
Hey, yo.
Oh, no, I be getting big plates.
Yeah, everybody work around me pulling out macaroni and cheese, greens, head, like, fried this. I'm like, how the fuck I keep going to work with motherfucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Lunch meat sandwiches and shit.
Yeah, what the hell am I doing?
Not enough. Not a lot.
Nah, this one I got right here, though. That's why I go to the store. He was like, where, Joe, where you headed to? Go to the store, about to get some noodles for some pasta. She about to make some pasta.
Your girl look like she got she a motherfucker Alfredo maker. fuck Alfredo again, god damn.
Alfredo on some garlic bread, boy. I ain't gonna be in that bitch, boy. Vibe.
No, J.O., you missed our conversation. I think you was like on hold or whatever, but like, do you believe in soulmates and stuff?
I believe in soulmates. That's an interesting stuff. Cause like some people that I'd be like, I'd be running into that they got a relationship. I'd be like, yo, you could tell you were really met for shorty. Like, that's definitely was your soulmate. Like, I do believe in that.
Yeah.
I be meeting a lot of people I like and shit for real. So I don't be knowing. I mean, I do like somebody more than all the rest of them, but.
What I do believe though is you meet certain women in your life at certain times for reasons. I do believe in that.
Yeah.
It's a reason for them being in your life for that season.
No, I agree with that. Just people in general, I feel like they'll come in your life for different reasons, different seasons in your life.
So do you feel, Bree, that you have one that you, because I know Todd is pretty much said about his millionaire he missed out on.
Matter of fact, let me see if she texts me back.
Do you feel like you missed one of your guys, your ex boyfriends, the guy that you dated? Like, man, I could have doubled back on that. I wish I would.
Oh, she active now. She active now on the book. She active now. I'm about to FaceTime her as soon as I get up this bitch. Hey, you know I miss you, girl.
Like, it's been a while.
It's been a while. How the family doing?
Yeah, that's how it
is. Mm-hmm. Damn. Who you interviewing tomorrow, Bree? Who you got tomorrow?
I got Garrett.
You got Garrett Holmes?
Yeah. Right,
we going to chime, man. We going to chime, man.
Drop the link in the group message. We're going to definitely chime in for it.
It ain't no link. It's Instagram Live.
Yeah.
I'm on there. Yeah.
It's at 7:30.
All right. I haven't seen him perform in like forever. Have you seen him perform, Brie?
I have. I saw him. It was one time at the Motor House. Okay. Like sometime last week, I saw him, and then I saw him at Magoobies too.
Oh, so you be in the mix? In the mix?
I do be in the mix. You know, I like being around comedians. Like y'all fun.
Man, that's my middle name. Ty Fun Reynolds.
Well, you ain't never tried to get up there and do your thing, stand up.
All right, I'm gonna be honest. So I have had moments of like watching comics up on stage. I'm like, all right, I can do that. But then it's like,
then somebody bombing, you be like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, because like when you see somebody bombing, it's like a, oh my gosh, like you kind of, you got that feeling of like you feel bad, but then you just, I don't know.
Feel like the world over for
them. Well, damn, because you feel for them. You do. You be like, oh shit, it's not funny. Nobody laughing. So, you know, I try to do a little clap or a little like, ha ha, like, I don't know, a little extra to kind of make them, I don't know, feel better.
What's that one comedian you said, Ty, that always be bombing the LT?
LT? Oh yeah, LT. Oh yeah, yeah. You met, yo. You was on. You peeped the live with Dave Butler and shit. That shit was fucking classic, bro.
Really, they was on live. I ain't gonna lie to you.
They got for like 4 hours.
Yeah, they was on live literally the whole night until like, I mean, even when you went to sleep, Ty, they was on live until like 4:45 in the morning.
Bro, what just shit. Like
saying jokes and shit?
Yo, talk about people. Just talk about people. Everything. Talk about people. Talk about each other. Like that shit was classic. I'm told Dave. I'm like, yo, you gotta do that like once a week. Like, that shit was classic. I'm glad he didn't save it though, because I was talking mad shit. I was talking. Pudge gonna say, yo, I'm gonna put that video from the cookout on the T-shirt. I say, yo, Pudge, stupid as shit.
I started following him after you posted. He is funny.
Yo, Pudge, stupid. All the motherfuckers funny. All of them funny. That's why I like, I mean, I love comedians for real. Like, we definitely got our own little cult and shit for real.
Yeah.
Especially Baltimore. Baltimore comedian. If you ain't in the loop somewhere, somehow, with somebody, definitely you're gonna be out the way. Like, niggas ain't gonna probably fuck with you. Like, if you in the mix, people will fuck with you. Like, it's like, oh, okay, boom, yeah. Like, it's love. Like, when you go anywhere, see them in the market, it's love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we talk about LT. LT used to bop. Like, I never saw LT do good. Like, I seen you do good plenty of times.
I must say never seen LT at all. He must have came after me.
Like, yeah, he was after you. He definitely came after you. I think he was gone by the time LT was on the scene, bro. Like,
but so he does he know he does bad or like?
Yeah, he
like,
know. He know. Oh, okay. He know.
Ain't nobody ever take him underneath the wing. He ain't get on the Klee team.
He was on the Klee team. He was on the Klee team. That's why Dave was like, Cleon ruined him.
Yeah.
Cleon ruined him. Yeah, he definitely was passing out flyers on the Klee team.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But he ain't never get no shirt. He ain't get the shirt. He wasn't funny enough.
He be drafting anybody on the team, boy.
Well, he usually, but you ain't getting the shirt if you ain't funny. Fuck that. Can't be out here making me look bad. With the Klee team.
Yeah.
All right, so you got that garlic bread?
Back in that car.
Yeah. I was sitting still for a minute. Yeah, shot that text like, where you at?
Yeah, I come in the house.
I ain't gonna lie. I definitely got to go in the house do my Tommy shit.
Look, Gustavo is gonna be, we gonna be gone by the time he get back. All right, we ain't fucking with him.
He gotta do the rest of them dishes.
Yeah, finish up. Yeah, what you got? What you doing this weekend, JL? You got the Philly party, and then
I got the Philly party, but I got two little. This is my favorite joint. I got a Virginia Beach play, and I got a Temple, Maryland. I'm in Temple, Maryland. For a private event, and it's like only 40. That's my favorite type of situation. It's like 40 people. That's easy money. I ain't got to sell no tickets. I ain't got to do nothing. I just got to pull up.
Okay.
That's what it is. So you going to be running all around, or you not going to be there? You got somebody else doing the shit.
I'm going to be at the Virginia Beach. I like Virginia Beach.
Yeah. Virginia it's probably going to be cold up there. What's the temperature down there, Bree?
What? In Virginia?
In Baltimore.
Oh, I was like, wait, I'm not in Virginia. I don't know. It's like, it was pretty cold. It was like in the 50s or something like that.
I mean, it's close enough to Virginia, so you get a gist of what's going on. Yeah. I'm up here in fucking Indiana right now. It's fucking freezing up this bitch. What?
Yeah, Indiana get cold. I know. I got
How long does it take you to drive up there?
probably like a day and a half. A day and a half. It's like a 14-hour drive.
And you got like a bed and stuff in your truck, right?
Yep, I got two beds just in case I want to have company. Just in case I got to ask my mother if somebody could come over and spend the night. Got two beds. I got my air fryer in here. I be getting it in for real. I be cooking steaks and salmon and some more shit.
So what's your favorite thing about doing the truck?
Bro, peace of mind, bro. It's the peace, just being by my, I'm like the most fucking antisocial fucking extrovert, like, ever. Like, I bring it out all on stage, but, like, behind the scenes, I be to myself. I like being alone, for real. It's just let my mind wander. That's that Pisces shit.
Yeah,
for
me, I like to engage with people. I'm a people, like, when they said, oh, yeah, everybody got a quarantine in the house, I'm like, in the house? Like, I'm out. I like to be out, bro.
It was, bro, I was cool, bro. Like,
I was too.
I was cool, except, like, the people in my house was starting to get on my nerves. I was like, yo, I can't be, like, more alone. Like, y'all want me. Like, if y'all could go, like, I'd be straight. Like, the people in my house was getting on my damn nerves. I was like, yo, y'all again?
I was still outside, though. I was outside, like, the whole time, though. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think I never went in home.
Did you catch it?
No, like I said, like, I got God was with me, boy. I ain't gonna lie, I never went out.
I was at my homeboy house. Like, we was working out like every day. My baby mama was mad as shit at me. She hated that shit. She like, you coming in at any time and that you want. I'm like, ain't nothing else to do. I had muscles then. I had a little bit of muscle. We working out, we gambling every day. It was cool. It was fun.
That's what Mike Epps did. Mike Epps, he ain't gonna lie, he got cut. And that quarantine had got told, he came out with muscles.
That's how Rick Ross was. He lost a lot of weight.
That's because he don't live close to no muscles. I'm about to say, he don't live close to no grocery store either, for real. He live out there in the motherfucking boonies.
He lived like the south part,
mm-hmm.
South part of Georgia.
Yeah, down there with the motherfucking Piggly Wigglies.
Motherfucking what Piggly part of Atlanta Wigglies. Are you in?
Me? I stay on the east side. I'm more like on like Decatur up in that area.
Okay. I say it like I know, like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Come through.
Atlanta, my favorite, like one of my favorite cities to visit. Like, it's fucking always something going on down that motherfucker. Like, I was down there, like, when my baby mother put me out and shit during Corona, I went straight down to Atlanta because Atlanta was like the only state that was still open. And boy, we was out. I stayed down there for like 2-3 weeks.
I don't even think I went out though. I was more.
You wasn't. I was like, yo, where you at? You like, yo, I gotta do this, yo. I be like, yo, what did you do? Ain't really shit to do. Ain't shit to do, bro.
Bro, I gotta do this, yo. I was doing a lot of like, cause I was like, if we gonna shut the whole, they shut the world down. We ain't got no events, no. That stopped a lot of my bags. So I'm like, okay, I need to pivot if I need to get another bag doing something else.
But they be saying Atlanta wasn't really following the rules, though.
They wasn't.
But I got like, honestly, I ain't gonna lie. I got like I only do like once a month in Atlanta. I don't even like the party. Like, that's weird. I don't like partying in Atlanta. Like, it be so much.
I don't really like partying either, but I just like being out in Atlanta. Like, I like the lounges. I like the lounge, the comedy scene. I could just go to the mall. Like, just I like just doing like regular simple shit in Atlanta. Like, that shit just be fun because it's so many people.
Yeah, see, like people like Magic City Monday. I like Magic City Mondays because that wings. That's
like. You be like, yeah, twin.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like, I like the wings. I ain't really tripping about it.
Lemon pepper Lou.
Yeah, I like the wings. The wings is making fire for her. Like, I don't even really be tripping about the women. It's because it's just so much. And then when you got a girl, it's like, this ain't, this whatever. Like, yeah.
Strip club's like a tease. Don't even be that.
I tell every girl that I ever dated, I'm not finna be going to a strip club a whole bunch. Like, that's not what I do. I'd rather just go and get you a little outfit. I invest the money in you.
Okay.
Shit, I like, sure they like that. I had fun in the strip club. I like Dallas strip club. Dallas strip club stay open until like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. They serve breakfast in that bitch.
Yeah,
that should be cool with me.
Dallas, if you ever went to the one at Onyx, they got the barbershop in that joint too. Like that joint fire.
In the strip club?
They got a shower in that joint.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because they be selling pussy in that motherfucker. Yeah. You might got to wash up.
No, that's too. When I first went, when I first traveled there on a Wednesday, and I went with one of my guys, he the person that managed the guy Lord Day, with my guy Melvin. He the one got Tyso, take your shirt off brand. Okay. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him. He on East Baltimore. He over there. Yo, we went in there and we was just, it was like a Wednesday, so nobody was in there. And we was like, we was them guys. Like, we was them guys. Even though we had like only like $400 in our pockets, our name. But we was them guys. Like,
you like strip clubs, Bri?
I've only been like twice. And one of them was like a white, like a white club. And it was real, we was just there for laughs, to be honest.
What you want, the club goddess?
It was some place in like DC.
Okay.
You got Norman James. You go to Norman James and you just try it out. See what it is.
I know. I need to go. Because that's what everybody's doing.
Strip club. Yeah. I mean, Norman James, yeah. Them bitches be walking across the ceiling and that motherfucker. Yeah.
For real?
Hell yeah. That,
you exaggerate what they really do.
No, they be up in the sky. You ain't never seen the video where the girl fell like from fucking 10 feet in the air? And she fucking tried to sue Norma Jeans and shit. They weren't trying to have that shit. They was like, you an independent contractor. You need your own benefits. You don't got Blue Cross Blue Shield. That is not our problem. My favorite strip club used to be Stage Door, though, boy. That was my shit.
That's in Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to that one. Stage Door is like going in through the side door. It's like the
ass. That's the rat. That was the ratchets. I used to have fun in that, boy. I used to have fun in that.
I was going in there underage. Like,
I was going in there like 16.
Yeah. You ain't got to have nothing. You just pull up.
All you got to do is buy a drink. You be good.
Yeah, buy a drink. Stand around.
That was the first strip club I went to. The stripper took me home. I was 16, 17. Boy, she took me straight home with her. I was like, yeah, I like this club. I've been going back ever since.
So we had this one strip club. I think it was called, it was like a Jamaican spot. We had this one little strip club on Belvedere. That was my first strip club experience where you had to slide. It was like a slide open through the door and then you had to say somebody's name. I'm with Lil Mike. Oh, yeah, you good. It was super ratchet. It was nothing but the ratchets going in there.
That's my type of party. All right, I ain't about to be on here with y'all all day, Mike. I got to wake up in the morning.
All right.
We going to chime in. I'm definitely going to hop on the live tomorrow.
Thank you.
See what Garrett talk about. Going to show you some love.
Thank you.
Welcome our new co-host.
Don't forget to drop it in the text, too.
I got you.
Or you could just get on Instagram, like, while you're scrolling, because you know you open up Instagram every hour. So, you'll see it at the time.
My girl back 100%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You might be working overtime. All right, I got you.
You got some fucking to do.
Uh-huh. He working double overtime like Amazon in there. I hear you, brother.
Nah.
I hear you, brother.
We back lit, boy, like summertime.
Oh, good. Another warm welcome to our new co-host, Breezy.
Woo-hoo.
Easy Breezy, beautiful.
Cover Breeze.
Mm-hmm. Gustavo Fire. This is his fourth right now.
He gonna go down to the junior rep. I got him. I'm gonna talk to him.
Yeah, he could have He could have. He had to. Yo, he take a breaks. He take a breaks unannounced. This is the second time. But man, it's been irresponsible behavior. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Shit, if y'all want to shoot something tomorrow, let me know. Cause I pretty much ain't doing shit like all this week.
I'm good
like,
tomorrow.
I got a whole bunch of short trips. Now, for real.
We gonna all support Bree John. We gonna share. Yeah. Joint. Everybody gonna put our joint up on the story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with that. So just drop it in the joint, and we with it. That's the best.
All right. I'm gonna put this out in like the next fucking 15 minutes. So I'ma definitely it's gonna be up.
Quick, fast, in a hurry.
I ain't playing no games, man. I talked to them people too, man. They was like, I should have. It was an update on that, so it probably was my fault. But they gonna retrieve that episode. So
okay.
Shout out to the team. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a good night. Y'all be safe out there.
All right, you too.
All right.